This is WMFO Medford.
And two, the day you find out the reason why. Thanks for listening. It is 5 o'clock, WMFO Medford.
So quickly till one day you wake up and everything's different, and who can you turn to when there's no one listening? It's a young man's game.
Everybody, this is Amelia
and Medina,
and you are listening to Passenger Seat on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
He
you hate about yourself enough to watch you run around, and she's still waiting, she's still waiting on you.
Everybody, welcome back to Passenger Seat. I'm so happy to be back. It's been a minute since I've been on live in my usual time slot, and today, very excited to have in the driver's seat today my lovely, lovely guest, Medina. Medina, would you like to say hello?
Hello, I am the driver today.
Medina has been on the show before. If you've listened at all, last semester we had a great show back at 2 a.m. towards the beginning of the school year. It was quite the time.
Halloween, I think.
Around Halloween. Right after the Amalgamates album release.
Right.
We played some Justin Timberlake, some Gwen Stefani. Some Glee cast covers.
Definitely less of a chill vibe, but you know, people need to stay up.
Yes, exactly. At 2 a.m. we gotta have a little bit of chaos. Right. But now that we're at a more normal time of day, we have to play maybe a little bit more tasteful right. picks. Not that Glee isn't tasteful.
Oh, tasteful is how I describe Glee.
Oh, yeah. Of course. So Medina and I are both very big pop culture people. We're on the internet a lot, maybe yes. a little too much. So I don't know, a lot of what we had in store to chat about today are definitely lots of like internet things yeah. for sure. So first we need to address our beloved JoJo Siwa.
Ugh.
So, Medina, would you all love to give the people some context onto who JoJo Siwa is?
Right.
Why should we care? What do we need to know?
Well, JoJo was a part of that Dance Moms cast, the huge, huge show for the 2000s kids.
Yes.
And, you know, I think in the show she was one of the like, lovable ones, just because she was very... Yes. Her and her mom were calm, and, like, calm in comparison to the rest of the cast.
Yes.
So... They were crazy, but not as crazy. And now JoJo, after that, like, branched off, had a whole Nickelodeon collab.
Yes, JoJo with the Bobo is
JoJo
what she
was the
called.
Bobo, sold bows. They were, like, in Justice and Claire's for maybe, it feels like 20 years. We're not even 20 years old. And now JoJo's expanding into other forms of the musical arts and is talking about how JoJo's career switch is the most influential or the most yes. drastic of our time.
Especially in the pop industry is what JoJo has to say. So picture like this little blonde girl going from rainbow sparkles unicorns right. to sort of like the same thing, but instead she's wearing black.
Wearing black. All black. Still a slick back ponytail.
Yes. Just maybe some like the rock band like Kiss, kind of that style makeup. But she's kind of she's making big waves on the internet right now with her quote-unquote rebrand.
The outfit's still bedazzled, though.
Yes, it's still bedazzled, always sparkly. And I don't know, I just think it's interesting to see, like, her kind of... I feel like she's trying to do the Miley Cyrus of it all.
And not succeeding.
and not succeeding. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean... Like, I remember I used to be a big Miley Cyrus fan. Right. I was there's a video of me when I was little running around singing Party in the USA saying, I'm Miley Cyrus, I'm Miley Cyrus. And then in like fifth or sixth grade when she kind of came out with Wrecking Ball, she right. became a little bit more promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
I hated Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
I hated her.
Yeah.
I thought she was too, I don't know, too
raunchy.
Out there. Too raunchy.
Yeah.
Too out there for me personally. But now I feel like she's kind of come into her own with like, in like this whole arc of like Malibu and
right.
like flowers. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm yeah. curious, do you think JoJo's going to try and emulate that sort of arc back to like, I don't know, just like a solid pop star?
I think she'll find a happy medium. I don't know if she should... I don't even know that she was into music. I don't know if she should continue music. I think she will find a happy medium with something. I recently saw this video of her on TikTok too, of her dancing.
Oh yes, to her own song.
I have to say, the Dance Moms talent.
Abby didn't train her well.
Didn't train her well. It hasn't. The Dance Moms talents haven't aged well. I have to say. So
no.
I don't know what she should do. Maybe just be like an influencer at this point.
Yeah, I mean. She has, like, an interesting personality. Like, she's right. very high energy. I feel like she was a really positive role model for kids, and I don't think... Yeah. I think she still is trying to stay within... Or she... I don't know. I'm just kind of confused on where she's trying to go with... Yes. Where she's trying to go with this kind of more emo, darker arc.
Right.
Like, is she trying to cater more towards, like, our generation? Or is she still trying to... Medina shook her head and rolled her eyes for in response to that, which I agree, that's not really the most, I don't know, that doesn't really work for me personally, doesn't really work for Medina either, but I don't know, you know what, I'm proud of her for trying something different,
right?
But maybe it should have been kept in the draft.
It should have been worked on underground. Evaluated and then never brought to light.
Yes, exactly. Like, I'm curious what her PR and marketing team is thinking, because
they should not be paid.
They should be fired.
Yeah.
I also saw JoJo recently. My family and I love to watch game shows.
Wow.
And I saw JoJo on this game show that basically it's like, I don't remember. is it Anthony Anderson that hosts it? It might be. It's like one of, it's basically there's a person standing behind, like a famous person standing like behind this like screen, like you can't see it. And one of their relatives comes out has to like sing.
Yes.
And then basically the audience has to guess, like based on clues and based on, I guess, the relative, like if the person is, or who the person is related to.
Yeah.
And it was JoJo, and JoJo was on that show. And I guessed that JoJo was there because it, like the second also, because then like the relative sings for a second, the second I heard her voice, I was like, come on. Like,
right.
She is the most recognizable little raspy voice. But I don't know. I'm curious where this arc continues to take her.
I know.
Also, I realized I didn't recap the songs that we played so far. First, we started with Bitter With the Sweet by Carole King, then Ink by Dory Valentine, then Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. Ink by Dory Valentine is one of those songs that she literally has three songs out, and they all came out in 2019, and Dory Valentine has never been heard from again.
Yeah.
So what happened to Dory Valentine? I couldn't tell you.
Coming on the next podcast.
Yeah, let's get Dory Valentine in the studio, right. Honestly. That might be the next move. Played some Carole King because it was like a horribly rainy, awful, slushy day the other day, and Carole King got me through that, and I'm grateful for her. And then I played the newest Chapel Roan song. It just came out this Friday, called Good Luck Babe, as I just said. It is so good. I mean, she's been my obsession of 2024 for sure. She just finished her run of opening for Olivia Rodrigo. Now she's doing her own little tour and is going to play some music festivals. And I am just obsessed. Yeah. And I and I really want to see her live at some point because I just think she's so fun. And I am a big fan. And before we get into more music, on the topic of, like, celebrities kind of, like, having kind of transition moments, new moments, I wanted to bring up Gypsy Rose Blanchard really quickly. Those of you who don't know, Gypsy Rose got released from prison earlier this year after 15 years. She came out of prison. She had this husband that wrote her letters while she was in prison. And now, lo and behold, they have gotten a divorce.
Yeah.
And they got divorced, and she just posted that she got a rhinoplasty. And I don't know, thoughts?
I mean, I think in terms of the rhinoplasty, yes. If I recently got out of jail and came into a lot of money, I probably would get a nose job, too. In terms of the divorce, saw it coming.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think I would marry someone who wrote me letters in jail.
Yeah, I agree. I wholeheartedly
agree. I feel like they would be sadly a little bit like, I don't know. It's a certain person who writes people letters in jail who they don't know.
Yes.
So that's going to be interesting. They just came out so publicly with their relationship. They had all those interviews.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, she's getting her money. She's doing what she needs to do to get out there and get on her feet. But a lot of like unnecessary details with the husband on the relationship was
definitely
always a red flag.
Yeah, always a red flag. We cannot say them on the air, but if you're curious for yourself, you can go and take a look.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope Gypsy's doing well, and I honestly hope that, like, she is getting support from, like, I don't know, like, mental health professionals.
Right.
And, like, people who can maybe support that transition from coming out of prison. And I'm sure it was, like, overwhelming to just see this, like, social media response immediately. Just so many people that are curious about her and how she's doing and all this stuff. And, I don't know, going from, like, she did do, like, film interviews in jail. And I think she was always pretty public about her story. But, you know, I'm sure it was, like, a big transition. So I hope Gypsy is doing well. And on that note, let's get back to some more commercial-free music as we have here on WMFO. This next song is by Arlo Parks, and it is called Purple Phase. So, hope you all enjoy. Here we go.
Whispering to Charlie on the floor. goes away. He says, do you come here often? I have to laugh cause that's so cliche. He knows me too well, so he parks just to walk me in. He says, do you wanna leave yet? Only if I leave with him. Oh, you'll come down soon. Nothing this good ever lasts this long. Offers in his outstretched hand. I remind him I don't smoke these. He says I knew that. Someone opens a window. Music spills onto the dirt. But we stand here in the freezing cold and wonder who kissed who.
Come Down Soon by Lizzie McAlpine. And right before that, we heard Purple Phase by Arlo Parks. So that was off of the new Lizzie McAlpine album that just came out on Friday called Older. So, like, I liked Lizzie McAlpine a good amount in high school. Like, I really liked her album before this. Why am I forgetting what it's called? Oopsie. I literally went to the concert for this album. Obviously it was, 5 Seconds Flat. And she made the one thing about Lizzie McAlpine, she's very vocal on the internet about, like, oh, I don't like my old songs. I just feel like when artists do that, I just feel like it's, like, I get, like, you change as an artist over time, but, like, that music is still meaningful to people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that was off. That was Come Down Soon, and we, as we listened to this, realized it sounded a lot like Faye Webster, who I play a lot on here as well, and I think that's why I'm liking that track. I need to listen through the whole album all the way through again, because I'm like, I don't know, it kind of all blended together on my first listen, which is a little disappointing because I like when albums have sort of distinct tracks. But that happened to me with Folklore by Taylor Swift, and that's one of my favorite albums now. So, you know, things can grow on you for real. So it is we're about halfway through our show already, which is wild. I know. But this is, in fact, an educational radio station. So with that, you know what time it is. It is time for our PSA, public service announcement. Medina, take it away. What do the people need to know?
Well, I'm doing a PSA today on poison ivy. You know, it's going to be 65 and sunny on Monday here. And according to this PSA, spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they're also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leaf poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, yellow, autumn colors. So, honestly, if it has three leaves, don't touch it. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or even on the ground. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed of the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaf plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just with the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may be several hours or even days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and spread the oil to other parts of your body or face. Thank you for listening to this public service announcement from WMFO in Medford on poison oak.
Wow. Thank you so much, Medina. I feel so much safer. Good. I feel like I know that rule of thumb, three leaves, let it be. Ugh. That was beautifully read and heavily inspiring. And, you know, as somebody who loves to frequent nature, you know, over the summer, you really got to be careful. And speaking of nature, there has been a natural disaster that has occurred.
There's been a natural disaster.
There's been an earthquake on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Unheard of. Medina is from New Jersey.
I'm a native.
She's a native. So again, shout out to our New Jersey listeners. Yes. Have another New Jersey guest on the show. Have you ever experienced an earthquake before? Did you feel it here? Did your family feel it back home?
First of all, I want to say hope all the New Jersey listeners are safe.
Yes.
I know we have a few on the air today. Mm-hmm. In New York, larger area, Pennsylvania, tri-state area. Just put it out there. I felt absolutely nothing. I got all these texts from my family group chat asking if I was okay, and I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Apparently, it was really, drastic in the city, though, and in North Jersey, where I'm from. My mom said it felt like a train was, rumbling above her shower.
That's now, wild. Now, she was in the shower.
Should we trust her? Who knows? But, you know, my family's just also way too dramatic. way too. We have a mutual friend here at Tufts, Frankie, who was telling me about how his family also was a little bit dramatic with their response.
Was that your mom's first earthquake?
This was probably my family, probably my family's second earthquake ever. I remember there was one very, very small earthquake that happened maybe when I was in middle school.
Yeah. That's wild. I mean, earthquakes, from California, not that it feels normal. It's still scary, and everyone will, post on their Snapchat stories, did y'all feel that?
Right.
Did y'all feel
Everybody good?
Yeah, exactly. It was really funny, but, I mean, I thought coming to the East Coast, I wouldn't have to worry about that.
Right.
But, I mean, we shouldn't have to worry about that. It's kind of an abnormality, I would have to say.
I wish I could tell you why, but we haven't gotten there in my classes yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Medina is interested in earth and climate sciences.
Yeah.
So soon enough, she'll be, filling us in on, how do we be prepared for an earthquake, what causes them.
Earthquake PSA coming soon.
Yes, I will be putting that in the book as PSA director, actually, for next year. Very exciting. Stay safe, everybody. You never really know, when a natural disaster is going to hit, which is actually scary and sad. But wild. There was a video. Did you see the video of the Statue of Liberty?
No.
There was this video of this that was filmed. I guess there's a camera on the top of the Statue of Liberty, like during the earthquake, and you just see her like shaking a little bit. But everyone's saying it looks like she was just taking like a 0.5 like photo and just being like. Like doing like a very like silly angle. So she ate that up.
Iconic.
Yes, so iconic. And you know, I don't really have a transition into this, but another topic I wanted to bring up today was phone games. Online games. Do you have games on your phone?
Oh, I got games on my phone.
So tell me about like what games do you play? When do you find yourself logging in to like play a mobile game? Like, do you find it to be like, do you do it while you do other things? Like, what's your, like, when are you logging in to play a mobile game?
I think I gamed more in high school, especially after we had submitted college applications. Oh, I have to say I was not doing a single homework assignment, really. And so I mainly played, I had purchased Papa's Freezeria on my iPhone years ago. Spent $2.99 on it.
You want to explain Papa's Freezeria?
Oh, for the crowd. There's this chain of games. It started originally as a educational game, math-centered game called Papa's Pizzeria, where it helped children learn their fractions. After that, the franchise completely abandoned their educational aspect and just made all of these games that I would say teach entrepreneurship. They teach customer service in that way, because you're really learning how, you're really working in those restaurants on your own. There's no other people helping you, and there's a variety of things you can do. You can do pancakes, sundaes, I don't even know, smoothies, cupcakes,
sushi, pies, sushi. Donuts.
Sushi was hard.
Sushi was so
And the customers
difficult.
Are really rude.
Yeah.
And the customers rate you, and they basically depend on your tips for self-sufficiency. So it really is teaching people, like, kind of what their first jobs might look like, or their what they're going to do later on in their life.
Me this summer, about to be Papa's Scooperia.
So I love the Papa's games, but I think now I would more say it's more like the New York Times games, like the Connections. Yes. We love the Connections. Yes. We love the Mini, Spelling Bee, sometimes the Wordle.
And like those are intellectual games.
Right. They're a brain break.
Yes. Exactly.
That's what I do. If I hit a wall when I'm working on something, like a real wall, I'm like, brain break, and I'll carve out 10 minutes to play the games.
Yes. And like, while they do engage like your brain, it's not like sometimes I come out of Connections feeling a little exhausted, I'm not gonna lie, because they've gotten so difficult recently. But no, I so agree. The like New York Times games have been so good. Like that, I literally text my parents every morning my results of the Connections and the Wordle. It's great. But they are so good. I do have to say, I see people playing them in class maybe a little bit too often in the lecture halls. I think we can close the laptops, take some handwritten notes as was preached to us in Intro to Psychology by Professor Shin and Professor Summers.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them, because they honestly set the precedent for me taking handwritten notes. And like, I really loved that. Have you been taking, are you an iPad notes?
I'm an iPad notes girl. That's just still because handwritten. But I don't let myself go on other apps on my iPad.
Yes.
Which, you know.
Takes a lot of self-control.
Yeah.
Self-restraint. I have been playing another new mobile game recently. What? Not new.
Oh.
But a mobile.
Oh, God.
Gina, I've been playing Heyday. Oh. So for those of you who don't know, Heyday is my new favorite game. Besides, I would say the New York Times games. Those are just like unbeatable. Like, I've been doing the Mini for, I think I started like junior year of high school.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing Heyday. And basically, Heyday is this like farming simulation where you like grow crops, you make orders. Oh, Medina shaking her head. You make orders for people, you make them little then as you level up, where you unlock more machines. Like, you can make, first you, so you get cows, you milk the cows, you can make dairy products, you can make cheese, you can make butter, you can make cream, and then like there are other things. There's like a pie oven. Now I have sheep, so we made a loom to like make like scarves and sweaters. Wow. I know, it's amazing. Wow. And it's just like a really cute game, and it's not super, it's a little addicting. I do think about it a lot. But I find it to be very relaxing and very like organizational, which I appreciate. Whereas like a game such as Subway Surfers, I find that to be pure brain rot, because Subway Surfers is a game where you just like swipe back and forth and collect coins, and it's ultimate brain rot. And like the issue I've found with mobile games is that I tend to play them while doing something else.
More important.
Which, yes, exactly. Something more important. Or even, like, while I'm watching a show, which, sorry, which I find to be bad because, like, that's what I'm saying. Have you seen the Apple Vision Pro?
Oh, yeah. They're freaky, too, when you, like, people FaceTime you with them.
Exactly. So, like, the Apple Vision Pro is, like, this new, like, augmented reality, like, headset that basically, like, you put it over your eyes. It looks like these big goggles. It's the newest Apple product. And basically, you're, like, consuming, like, media constantly. And you're, like, you could have, like, 10 things on your screen going up all the time and, like, I don't know. I just think it's, like, people, like, I don't know who's actually buying these. I think it's only just people who are very wealthy and just want a bunch of little technical gadgets. Because, like, it's very dystopian. And, like, I was watching this YouTube video on it. And, like, newer tech products like this that are leaning towards these dystopian sort of ideals, I feel like people don't want to buy. Because, like, we've seen The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen how, like,
exactly how this will end.
Exactly. So, whereas, like, while cell phones are a, like, there are some things that are bad with it. I don't think it's a very, like, damaging tool in the long run. Compared to, like, the Apple Vision Pro, to me, like, it's very, like, that's scary. And I feel like a lot of people agree with that. So, yeah. I mean, that's all we have to say about technology, about the Earth.
The Earth.
Wow. We are getting really philosophical. You know what else is, like, super philosophical and deep and amazing?
What?
Cowboy Carter.
Oh.
Beyonce's new album.
10,000%.
So good. So Beyonce just released the second part of her three acts, which are like her three albums that she's coming out with. Started with Renaissance, following up now with Cowboy Carter, which is very like country. I wouldn't say it's a country album. I think it's a country themed album is what a lot of people are saying. But it's great. It's fun. There are some really like heartfelt tracks, just some good like boppy like dancey tracks. And Medina, what was the fact you shared that Cowboy Carter was supposed to come out first, right?
Right, it was supposed to come out after Lemonade, where she first introduced her song called Daddy Issues, which is I would say more country than some of the snippets of Cowboy Carter I've been hearing. But then because so much was happening with COVID-19 and just so much chaos within the United States especially, I think she released Renaissance, the second act, first as the first act, because it was just really just more joyful and meant to dance and celebrate a lot of different cultures. So I think, you know, it's nice to see that it was switched for that reason. And I'm excited to hear Cowboy Carter. I have not listened yet, so I'm with the viewers or the listeners. if this is your first listen to the album, I'm excited to join you in that.
Yes, this is probably I've listened to like a good chunk of the album. I still haven't gotten all the way through it. I've skipped a lot
long.
Of it. It's very, very long. And oh my god, now I'm thinking about the Renaissance cover and like it makes so much sense, like with the Cowboy Carter cover. She's like on the horse and she's like, I don't know. I kind of like that sort of theme. I'm sure Act 3 she'll probably be on another horse.
Another horse.
She has to be. So this is one of my favorite tracks. The other standout tracks for me would have to be 16 Carriages, which is one of the singles that I loved. Blackbird cover is beautiful and amazing and so emotional. I really like one that's called Two Most Wanted featuring Miley Cyrus.
Ooh.
Those are some of my favorites. But this would probably be my favorite as of right now. And this is Beyonce on Cowboy Carter with her song Bodyguard. So enjoy.
Thank you. runway that fast.
Why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why?
What you just heard was Bodyguard by Beyonce, followed by Human Nature by Michael Jackson. As like we kind of realized, and as my mom texted, again, that Beyonce track, not very country per se, mm-hmm. but again, a great song nonetheless. And then basically Michael Jackson was heavily inspired by hold on, we're having some technical difficulties. Give us one second. However, we have been heavily inspired by this Michael Jackson TikToker.
Yeah.
That he is incredible. He is show-stopping. He is amazing. He does these covers of Michael Jackson songs, which is so very fun. And yeah, we can tell you more about him in a second. But before that, we're playing one more song off of the newest Ariana Grande album because it's just too good. I know I played one last time, but this song is called Bye by Ariana Grande.
Finally moving through my fears. At least I know how hard we tried, both you and me. Didn't we? Didn't we? So I grab my stuff quickly, just pull up in the driveway. It's time. Bye bye, boy bye. Bye bye, it's over.
By Ariana Grande. And we forgot to do our shout out to our Michael Jackson TikToker. Actually, Medina, would you like to give a little brief on him?
His name is Marlon Falter. I believe he's German, actually, because after he finishes each cover, he goes and speaks, and then it sounds like German. He has over 1 million followers on TikTok, though, Marlon.Fall. And he's just really, really amazing. He sounds, exactly like Michael Jackson. He does a lot of Michael Jackson a cappella, but he does some other people too, and he has a few of his own songs up here, actually. That's something to give a listen to. We can update you on how they sound later, but
yes, maybe wow. We'll play some Marlon on the next passenger seat. So I can't believe the hour has approached approached us just so too quickly, but it was an honor and a pleasure mm-hmm. to have you on the air, Medina.
Thank you.
This is Amelia and
Medina,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford House Freeform Radio. Oh my gosh, wow, this really flew by. I feel like we just got here. But thank you all so much for tuning into Passenger Seat. I hope you all enjoyed. Give a quick little recap of what we played. So far, we started with Bitter with the Sweet by Carole King, followed by Ink by Dory Valentine, Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan, Purple Phase by Arlo Parks, Come Down Soon by Lizzie McAlpine, Bodyguard by Beyoncé, Human Nature by Michael Jackson, Bye by Ariana Grande, and with our 3 minutes left, I'm gonna play some Steely Dan for us. So here is Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan. Happy Saturday. Have a great rest of your weekend and stay tuned for next show. We have more music coming for you for the rest of the night. And once again, this is 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Steely Dan.
Become one of salads and sun. Only a fool would say that. A boy with a plan, a natural man, wearing a white Stetson hat. On hand that got me gone, there's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be.